This recording, Iceland 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Okay, there are the background of me learning English is from school, starting I think 12 years old and going to regular courses in elementary school, and then secondary school after that. I think 2 years out of 4 years of secondary school I learned English. I never found it very hard. It took me a little while to get it, but then I'm not talking about the vocabulary, because the vocabulary is still my problem. The English is such a huge language with vocabulary that it's still a problem, but the main things of expressing myself and talking to people and getting the main line of what I'm reading is not a problem, and has not been a problem for me for that I remember. But of course, when you're just beginning to learn a language, it takes some effort. The types of language that I of English that I think I speak is are probably a blend of three. I can switch between them a little bit, I think, but I'm not sure what the native English speaker would say of that. I would say mainly it's North American English kind of thing. A little bit of British, so maybe it's a little bit Canadian, I don't know. And then I can switch into Filipino English, which is totally different English than other English, because my wife is from here. Yeah, so I have interaction with people all over the world, and that's also in other languages than English, but English is the main language, it's the main aviation language. Also, when I was working in Europe, for example, in Germany, even though we walk the halls of that institution, you hear all kinds of different languages, you know, on those halls, but English is the main working language. But I've been working with English-speaking people since I was like 22 years old, 48.